power is back. This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right.
And this is Katara, my flying sister.
That's right, I'm Sokka. It's pronounced with an Akka.
My name is Tak Fei Fong, and I'll need 4 tickets.
My name is Zuko, Prince of the Fire Nation, and heir to the throne.
Don't flatter yourself.
You lost me at Zuko.
Zuko, you look so cute.
I can tell you're lying.
Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Anybody got a problem with that?
You'll have to leave now. Your lemur is harassing our sparrow keys.
Those are enemy birds.
Even that oaf knows to concentrate on what he's doing.
He does have a heart, doesn't he?
Come on!
Shuffle on, I get you.
Stay flaming. Now, check this out.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongbuFang.net. I am your main host, Dylan, and today I am joined by Shay.
Hello!
Ruth.
Salute.
Abby.
Hi, guys.
And, like, Jody is in the call but can't talk, so you don't need to know that, but...
she says ahoy.
Yeah, in the chat. Okay, so yeah, this is, like, our first podcast in... 3 weeks? I don't know. Yeah, this last couple weeks. Well, the first... Let's go over this. First week, we're gonna record Saturday night, except Olympics trivia went until 1:30 a.m., so that didn't work. Or 12:30 or whatever, I don't know. It was too late. And then these... And then last week, I was out at the beach. So yeah. So today we're gonna talk about... Oh, yeah, send stuff to podcast@tongufang.net. Oh yeah, I don't have an outline, like, at all. Like... Okay, so this is gonna suck. I have no idea what we're talking about. We'll see where it goes, so... Let's just move on to... After the opening, because I don't know what this should be called. Okay, I guess first thing we should start off with is an update on the air date. Because we always do that. So, basically, it's March 28th. I'm pretty... Well, technically, it's not 8:30 yet. So, March 28th is out of it, because it's not airing tonight. April 4th, out of it, because they're not going to tell us a week in advance. April 11th is looking unlikely, because there's a SpongeBob movie on that night. That's pretty ironic, isn't it? And, it's too soon. So, basically, April 18th is looking pretty good for me. But again, March 28th looked pretty good for me a month ago, so who knows. So basically, if 312 was to air... This is for the US, by the way. Canada could be screwed up because actually people are saying on their DVR that the headband is for like 2 weeks in advance, so they could be starting over again, which everyone would be pissed about. So there's basically two applicable theories now. They're the same thing, basically. 312 airs on April 18th, then it goes in consecutive weeks, 314, 315 air the same week on May 2nd, this meets the May 6th DVD deadline, then we move on to... So if 317 airs on, or according to this, airs on May 16th, and then they could either have off for May 23rd or have the finale on May 23rd, and then if we have off on May 23rd, finale be on May 30th. Both of those do not meet the book deadline, the Sozin's comic book, the adaptation, so that'll probably have to be moved back, as these are both out of sweeps. So the optimal May 16th finale date is pretty much gone. That's nice. There are screenshots up at Dongbu. Oh yeah, look at Dongbu Fang's DVD screenshots. We have good screenshots now. Do that. Oh, a spoiler Jake revealed is High Wire fight. Let's discuss that.
High Wire.
It's just like random two-word spoiler. High Wire fight. This wow. Will be in 312 to 317, sometime within there. I don't know, who could fight in a high wire? I mean, people's like, Ty Lee could fight in a high wire thing. This is 312 to 317, there are no high wires at the Westerner Temple, probably, so probably not 312. We're assuming 313 is at the Westerner Temple, so not 313. The Boiling Rock, could be, I guess, if there's, like, wires out in and out of the prison. That'd be a little interesting, Zuko fighting... Fire Nation soldiers on high wire. I don't know. Abby. And, 316, 317, who knows? You'd assume there wouldn't be any high wires at Ember Island 317, but you never know. Oh, yeah, let's say the reason why The Great Divide is now the most awesome episode ever. That's a good topic.
Wait, oh my god. Hang on, what?
You will see once I describe. And here's where, okay, that was wrong. And here's where only 5 listeners are gonna get it, and like 2 people on here. But yeah, if you've ever played Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube, the main character...
Are you kidding me?
The main character, Lloyd Irving, voiced by Scott Minvel, who also actually is the voice of Robin for Teen Titans.
Dude, yeah. I was still watching Teen Titans today. It was amazing.
That's very on-topic. Yeah, okay, let me find the spot when he comes in. Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna play a clip now, and wow, we're resorting to this slow. It's pretty sad.
How can you not be fascinated, Sokka? This is the largest canyon in the entire world.
Then I'm sure we'll be able to see it very clearly from the air while we fly away.
Hey, if you're looking for the canyon guide, I was here first.
So yeah, that's Scott Mandel, and that reminds you of Lloyd or Robin from Teen Titans. That's why it's awesome. Because he's the same voice. And he, like, didn't change his voice at all. And, yeah. That's, like, none of you are understanding this because you haven't played the game. Okay. Wow, that was a very riveting discussion. And we could talk about voice actor similarities throughout other shows and Avatar. That would be very exciting.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Sheena is June. Let's discuss some... Oh, yeah, Dongwufeng blogs. Go to dongwufeng.net/blog. I know you're... Oh, Nick announced a online game coming out in the fall. I think it's kind of MMORPG-ish. It's like massive. It's a multiplayer, and it's fighting. It's not an RPG, so that could kind of keep the fandom going a little bit. Yeah, I have tons of I have 50 mailbag letters in my inbox. Except I'm answering those. Oh yeah, guys,
I'm a podcast full of those.
I'm answering those on the podcast page now, and I don't really feel like going over random letters, so.
You know what, Dylan? I think you should.
Dylan, you're no fun.
It might be more exciting than this, though.
Yeah.
Let me look at my mailbag. Wow. Let's skip the Zutara ones, because we'll go over that later. Subject of Maze, who's this person? Ross writes, Maze's role in the finale was brought up, and I think there will be one. I think Zuko will go to her asking to leave the capital during the final attack, and she refused, but she will not inform Azula. However, in the final battle between Azula and Zuko, Mei will ask Azula to stop. She will pretend to cause Zuko to drop his guard, allowing Azula to fire lightning at Zuko. Mei will take the hit unaware of Zuko, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this poses the question of Mei's role in the finale. I wanted to go over... And I just thought of 2 things we can discuss now, so all we had to do was go to the mailbag.
That was my genius idea, by the way.
Yeah, I think Abby said it an hour ago.
You know what?
I just don't listen to you guys. So,
because I'm good at thinking. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shut up, Abby.
Some of the time. And
shut up, Jay.
So, Mei in the finale.
What are we going to call
it? Mei and Ty Lee in the finale, actually. Do you think they'll have any... I mean...
Rina, sorry.
So yeah, Mei and Ty Lee, they kind of have to have a role, I mean, I think, but I don't think they'll have a big one. Like, how could Mei and Ty Lee affect the fight, the final battle? Or, Mei could affect Zuko, obviously, there's a little bit of thing there. I don't think Zuko's gonna fall, I don't think either of them will turn good, I really don't. They've been villains throughout the entire story, whether they act like it or not. But... I don't know.
I don't even really see the point of those characters. You know, they go in depth and then yet they're still just... Shut up! Okay, anyway, they go in depth into their characters as much... I think they went as in depth as they're going to get as they did in... Wait, did that episode air? Did it?
The beach.
I can't remember. Yes, did it?
Yes, that's
okay. I can't remember anymore. Wow. But I don't think they're gonna get any more in depth than they did in the beach.
The beach was 6 episodes ago.
I'm sorry, I don't pay attention to these things.
Yeah, I agree. I think they've gone as in depth as they'll go in the beach. That's pretty much what Mike and Brown were referring to when they kept saying that they're gonna develop their characters more in season 3, but I mean, they have to conclude their storyline somehow. I mean, just somehow they need to. Abby, anything on this?
What? Sorry, I zoned out for a second.
That's news.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you're so nice to me.
Yes, I am. Mei and Ty Lee in the finale. What do you think's gonna happen?
They're gonna get owned, obviously. They're just gonna, like, be there. Yeah. Like, always. In every single fight, all they are, they're just there.
You think they'll just be a traditional enemy? I mean, they... Because they have the Mei, and I guess to an extent,
think,
Kylie...
Like,
have the main potential to be an impact beyond the, just the fighting.
There are just so many different subplots, you know? We have Azula, and then we have all the different Fire Lords, and then all the different Avatars.
And we know
and
you hate the details, Shay, okay?
No, I don't hate the details. I'm just saying I don't think there's really...
You've shown your hatred for Mei and Ty Lee, and then all the...
I love Ty Lee, okay? I just don't really like Mei.
Most people will switch with you on that one, but... the point of their characters isn't really... I mean, I don't know. Their characters are interesting. Whether they really are necessary is a little questionable, but they have developed the story. Their roles will be very interesting. The other thing I want to discuss is Iroh. His role is going to be very significant and very interesting to see. Because Iroh, I mean... I still think he's going to die in the finale. But it's interesting, because I think Iroh's role will be helping Aang figure out the whole Avatar State situation, because that perfectly, which I can't say, wraps up his spirit world side of the story and Aang's spirit world side of the story. They coincide, and he can help Aang get through it, and he get the Avatar State back, whatever. I think that would work out pretty well. So, and of course, secondary is to help Zuko have that extra motivation, that extra push. But see, he has to give Zuko the extra push to stay on the good side within the finale. So yeah, I love Jake the Zootarian was talking about air nomads and how there still could be nomads, like, places.
What are you talking about?
He's like the nomads who aren't at the temple. He presented that whole... Nomads, because they don't always have to be at the air temple thing, and they're traveling around the world, airbenders. So when Sozin killed off the air temples, he may not killed off all the airbenders. Very common theory. You know, they could exist, and now we're talking about the whole recessive gene there. It could still be there. But... I don't know, I don't think it's going to come up in the show. It's an okay theory, it makes sense, but, you know... This probably won't come up in the actual show, so... Okay, so... no unison bye. Screw that. We're done. But hopefully we'll have a better podcast next week, guys. Yeah. That's it. Adios.